Welcome to Kingdom Perspective Broadcast, the teaching ministry of Dr. David Ogaga. We believe that this message is going to open up the seals and cause you to have a deeper revelation into the Word of God that will make you see beyond the letters in the Word. Here is Dr. David.
Hallelujah. The more I meditate on it, the more I see things. The more I try to consider what is subject 8, the deeper it goes on. The voice is everything you need. Just one word from Him changes everything about your life. Hallelujah. So again, you remember our text is John 10, 27, 28. My sheep hear my voice, they know me, and I know them, the voice of strangers, they will not hear. And then they follow me, and I give them eternal life. I know man is able to pluck them out of my hand. Amen. You remember this story? How Peter went fishing all night and caught nothing. But when a voice came and said, cast the net to the right hand side, he got a breaking net. That he has to call people to go and help him pull to the shore. So the voice is so important. It gives direction. It gives clear leadership. It shows you where provisions are. It takes you away from just wandering to the place of establishment. The voice takes you to the place where you no longer guess as to what life is. You are established because you know that you know because He has spoken. The voice of Christ is so vitally important if you must live even in the midst of trials and difficulties. Like we try to establish on Wednesday. That in the midst of the storm that Paul and the people had in the ship, the voice came, be of good cheer. It's only the voice that can truly cause you to have joy in the midst of a very bad situation. We must understand this, that even if just because we are Christian, it's not enough to think that because we are Christian, therefore we can find troubles and tribulations and trials. No, that's deception. But there is something that lifts you out of that trial and tribulation, and that is the voice of God. Amen. Like when Peter was getting through all of that dry season in the night, fishing and nothing was happening. You see what the voice did? Productivity, fruitfulness in the place of labor was made available because the voice came to him. Meaning, in the time of despair, when you're discouraged, what you need is the voice of God. Hallelujah. The voice empowers you. I'm going to give you two simple illustrations. Let's look at the book of Mark, chapter 9. You may not be able to read all of this, but 17 to 28, to be very specific, is the story, up to verse 29 away, but the story of the man that called the disciples of Jesus to come pray for the child that was sick, converted and all of those things, demons throwing the child into fire, whatever the case may be, right? And then the man called on the disciples of Jesus to come pray for the child or to deliver the child or to heal the child. So let's look at verse 28 and 29. And when he was come unto the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? Because they couldn't cast out the devil that was in the child. And Jesus said unto them, this kind come forth but nothing but by prayer and fasting. Oh yeah, Jesus gave them an answer. But I see another answer which I'm going to give to you in addition to what Jesus told them. I saw I was meditating on this. Now go with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse number 1 and then 17 and 18. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither himself will come. He sent them out to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Is that okay? Now go with me to verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can I hear an amen? And I say the same thing to you this morning. As long as you are called of God, you're walking in the concert and the precept on that which is his voice, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, here are two stories. Experiences that the disciples had. What is the difference? Why could they not cast out the first devil or the devil? Remember when they did that, Jesus was not there. Hallelujah. In Luke, they went out and the devil was subject unto them. The same people who could not cast out the first devil, in quote, in Mark chapter 9. So what's the difference? What made the difference? A difference in the voice of the Lord. In Mark, he never told them to do that. And remember, then the Holy Ghost had not been given. Are you listening to me? In Luke, he asked them to go. So, the difference between the two experiences is one, he asked them to do it, the other one, he never asked them to do it. Are you there with me? They only brought the child to the disciples and said, you help cast out the devil. And they tried the best they can, they couldn't. But when he asked them to go, what happened? The devil were subject unto them. Why? The voice empowered them to cast out the devils. In the first instance, there was no voice. So when the voice comes to you, you can do the miracle that you are expected to do. Hallelujah. Are you following me? I remind you, in that Mark, then the Holy Ghost have not come. Right now, you can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. He can instruct you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you operate by faith. Even when he told them, if you have faith just like that of a little mustard seed, what does that supposed to mean? How would they have faith except they hear voice? For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. There was no word for them, so I don't expect them to have faith, no matter how small. Are we together? There was no way they could operate on faith when there was no word. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the man said, you come and heal my child, no word from anywhere. The Holy Ghost has not been given. How would they have faith? Do you ever realize that even prayer has to be taught for you to pray accurately? Hallelujah. If you realize that, I mean, if you understand that, look at that. The disciples, all along, they observed Jesus doing something. He will always wake up early in the morning, go and pray, come back. Praying alone, most time prayers is a lone thing. Jesus wasn't always, remember, even Mount Gethsemane, when he told them to come along, how many of you understand that? He dropped all of them down to the three of them and he went alone inside there to pray. Prayer most time is an alone thing. Jesus will wake up very early in the morning, maybe around 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and pray till the next morning. And when he comes out, what happened? There's a lot of things happening, miracles happening. Why? He first ministers to God before he ministers to the people. Are you listening to me? And the disciples have been observing this for such a long time, and then they came and said, teach us how to pray. That is the only subject that the disciple asked them, asked Jesus to teach them. No other thing. He never asked them to teach them how to perform miracles, to cast out devils. He never told them anything about that. He never taught them anything, how to cast out devils, how to prophesy. He never told them or taught them any of those things. How many of you understand what I'm saying? There's only one subject he taught them, and that is what? How to pray. Are you listening to me? So what happens to the voice? It transforms you. It empowers you. It causes you to do the impossible. It brings the power to perform miracles to your life. If you can hear him, and whatever he asks you to do and you do it, the result comes. The devil can't resist it. Praise the living God. So in Mark chapter 9, I'm saying, they tried to cast out the devil, but the devil could not be cast out. Why? Because there was no voice, no instruction from Jesus. Praise the living God. Therefore, there was no faith by which they can be able to do that. And again, I have to understand, make you to understand it. I said that before. Mustard seed, it's not the size of the faith I was describing. It was a power in faith that was describing. Because every seed must bring forth its own kind. So when you talk about little faith like a mustard seed, it was in the size. It was a power in the seed that it was actually describing. If you can have the kind of faith that have a little energy, there will be productivity. But how can you get that except you hear? For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So in Luke, when he said, go, call the 70, went, and in your name, even the devil was subject, what? Unto us. Why? Because he sent them. And guess what? Jesus will say, even as the Father sent me, so sent I you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That becomes the voice that enables you to go forth to do the impossible. Praise the living God. Okay. Again now, let's look at the book of Ezekiel 37, verse number 5. I shared part of that last week with you. Ezekiel 7, verse number 5. 37, verse 5. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause bread to come into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay thinness upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put bread to you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. How many of you understand? God is speaking to dry bones, but now he's speaking to who? Prophet Ezekiel, who will finally speak what? To the dry bones. This is like prophesying of what he wants to do. But how is that going to be activated? Through the voice. Look at verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I need you to underline the word commanded in your Bible. And as I was prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, and bone to his bones. Hallelujah. I prophesy as I was commanded. That is the voice. Now I want you to get the sequence. The disciple tried to do so many things they couldn't. There was no voice. And when he sent them out, they cast out devils. Now here was the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel wouldn't know what to do about them. But God said, this is my intention for these people. This dry bone, this scattered house of Israel. I need them to come together. The two tribes, the two kingdoms must come together. You're going to speak to them so that they begin to migrate back from every realm of captivity that they find themselves. And what happened? Ezekiel says, so I prophesy as I was commanded. This is the key. As I was commanded. When you speak a word given to you, expect result to come out of it. Hallelujah. No matter how dry the situation is, no matter how terrible the situation is, speak a word as I was commanded. Amen. This is where prophecy has value. This is where prophecy is truly of God. Amen, President. Listen. Ezekiel will not say this all by himself, except what God asked him to say. Don't forget he was a prophet. So it's not enough for you to be in the prophetic office. It has to be as God commands you. If you truly want to produce results. If you don't want to fake whatever is supposed to be called prophecy. You must hear the voice. You must pay attention to what he has to say. Jesus said, I do nothing except what I hear the Father do or what I see the Father do. Is that okay? Right. He was following the instructions of the Father. It's only whatever God wants to do. Now here, God wants to bring the bones back to life. And then he spoke to Ezekiel. Same with Jesus. He will do no miracle except what God asked him to do. That's what I told you some time ago. He went to the pool of Bethesda. What happened? There were so many other folks there, but he only healed one man and he left the place. Why? Because God was not interested in healing any other person on that particular day. Number two, he came there to put to end the belief of the Jews that angels are responsible, the ones that give power or produce miracle. Guess what? Angel will have to stir the pool before miracle take place. How many of you understand that? So he came to say the era for angels to do that for you people is over. You got to believe in me and get your healing. Are you following me? This is what the voice can do for you. Now remember what he did to the man. Take up your bed and walk was simply the answer. I mean, what he said to the person. And the miracles come to pass. There was no drama. There was no demonstration of anything. Praise the living God. I spoke as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. And this is very crucial. The meeting we had in Abuja. There was this guy that came to me. Supposed to be actually in ministry. And he came to see me in the evening. And I was talking to him this way. We're just conversing. All of a sudden, under my table, I saw a sheep. Very beautiful one, white in color. I was looking at the sheep, sheep were looking at me. And the Lord started talking to me and said, he's a pastor. And then he had the spirit of a pastor. He's a humble person. And then he may have other graces around him, but this is what is his primary function within the body, to pastor my sheep. And so I was telling him, I said, man, I'm seeing a sheep here. Sheep is looking at me, I'm looking at the sheep. The Lord is telling me that you are actually called as a pastor. He said, you are very correct. Praise the living God. Now, he was empowered and come to the place of conviction of what God has called him to do. Are you listening to me? Because basically, he is over there to start a church. Now, this became a witness and a confirmation. So you see, God gives you a word of prophecy to confirm to your spirit who actually you are. Praise the living God. What am I saying here? My concern is this statement. I prophesy as I was commanded. And what's the next thing? And as I prophesied, as I did that, there was noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bones. Hallelujah. Every disjointed bone in your life will be coming together. Whether in business, whether in your home, every disjointed bone are going to be coming together. Praise the living God. Verse number 8. When I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above them, but there was no breath in them. No breath. Oh yes, I'm seeing what looks like a figure, but no life. Go to the next verse. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Hallelujah. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four wings, O breath, and breath upon this slain, that they might live. I saw the figure, bones came to the sinews coming together, but there was no life. What's the next thing? He didn't go about doing what he wants to do. He still had to wait for the voice. Amen. Verse number 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Mark that again in your Bible. How many times the word command used in that place is important. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly what? Great army. Hallelujah. Now, through the command and the operation of the prophetic work, an army was raised. Get it right. A whole life was built up. Communities were raised. A nation was built through a prophetic word, because it was commanded by the prophet to do that. God gave that commandment. The prophet took the instruction and he did that. Praise the living God. Are you following me? So no matter how little you are, if only you can come to that place of alignment, hearing the voice of God and knowing what God wants, what he has in mind for you, and you speak it forth, it's going to come to pass. Praise the living God. It comes to pass not because of you, but because God commanded it. He watches over his word to do what? To perform it. So if he gives you a word, you follow the instruction as given to you and speak for the word, no matter how little you are, you become a great company of people. The bones were all scattered, no life in them. But as long as the word comes in form of commandment, as you prophesy to those bones, prophesy to the flesh, prophesy to the wind, everything came together. And what's the next thing that happened? A great army stood upon the face of the earth. This is how God wants us to live, just based on the voice. Hallelujah. So you don't see your condition. You don't think about your condition. You don't brood over your condition. Are you following what I'm talking about here? You only need to ask and believe for the voice of the Lord. That you can pick, like I said before, through the messages you are hearing. That you can pick through the word as you read the Bible. You can hear the voice of God through the word. The Holy Spirit can witness to you. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. I was so impressed. Yesterday, somebody called me, a member of this church, and I was so happy about it. She's going through certain things, and then she had a dream, and she was given a passage. It's passing, I'm going to say that, from the book of Romans. I said, Pastor, this is a passage that was given to me to read. I said, that shows you got the victory already. Hallelujah. Are you following me? And this is where I want you to become and to come into. I really need you to come to that place where you can hear God. God can give you scriptures concerning your situation so that you know that God is concerned about you, that God knows about you and understood the situation that you're passing through. I was so glad. And I just said, oh, come on, you got the victory already. So I just pray alongside with the scripture that the Lord is giving to him. I mean, giving to her. Praise the living God. You can afford to lose your life, to live your life without the voice. You can afford to live your life without a word from the Father. You can't afford to lose that. You always be under depression and under confusion. Can you imagine if Ezekiel was washing those bones, all scattered, no flesh in them, nothing? What would come upon him? What would be his thinking? Confusion, perplexity all the time. But because the voice came, all of those things that look scattered and bones, whatever the case may be, they all came together. Whatever is scattered in your life, you can bring them together. Are you following what I'm saying here? Whatever have no life in you right now, in your life, in your family, life is coming back to them. Because the breath of God's life from the four wings of the earth, God is commanding it at his hour to bring them together. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is one thing you must do to allow God's voice to operate. And that's what I want to show you here. In the book of John chapter 11, if you look at verse 39, this is the story of Lazarus. When Lazarus died, Mary, Martha, whatever, sister, they felt, oh, this guy is thinking already. 3 days is passed. Jesus delayed for a purpose. Why? So that it will reveal his resurrection from the grave. 3 days. Praise God. If you look at the picture of Lazarus, 3 days in the grave, the sister said, he should be stinking by now. He said, but just do what I ask you to do. That shows Jesus' body wasn't going to sink into the grave for the 3 days I was going to stay. He demonstrated his resurrection. That is why he used the same Lazarus to demonstrate what it is in Luke chapter 16 as regard to Lazarus and the rich man. The Lazarus you find in that parable was Jesus himself. Amen. Praise the living God. All right. So here, this I know he might be stinking by now. But look at what Jesus said unto them, verse number 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, and said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he have been dead 4 days. Now you watch that. So this is about to be the fourth day. Is that okay? But got a picture. The argument is, it's going to be stinking now. Meaning Martha was walking the natural dimension of life. Amen. But this is what he asked her to do. Take away the stone. Stop arguing with Jesus. Stop debating using your natural senses. Follow simple instructions and you get your Lazarus out of the grave. Are you listening to me? No, look at the situation. Take away the stone. Oh, master, I know it should be stinking by now. In other words, if I take away the stone, the odor or whatever is going to fill up the whole place. It might be rotting by now. Okay, that shows you have no faith. You have no conviction. But Jesus said, take away the stone. Look at verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wilt believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? So it's not about your debate. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you feel. Take away the stone. The stone could be your doubt, your unbelief, your natural conviction, your background, the home you came from, the thinking about the village you came from. You're thinking about other people that are oppressing your family and depressing your family. All of these things are stones. And Jesus is saying, take them away. When you take those things away, you will see what? The glory of God. Praise the living God. The argument we always put forth, even when the voice is coming in, is not possible. Look at that. Lazarus was rotten. In the estimation of matter, nothing good can come out of it. You see yourself the same way. Nothing naturally good can come out of you. I mean, nobody thinks about you anymore. You have no value. And you yourself, you've come to that conclusion. I'm of no value anymore. That's a stone in your life. This is what people think about me. That's a stone in your life. Because you stop the flow and the glory of God from being manifested unto you. Is anybody understanding me? Praise the living God. Are you there with me? I gave you the story some time ago. When I knew the Lord, he asked me to read Isaiah chapter 6. The very portion that says, this tongue has touched your lips and your sins and iniquity purged. That was the verse given to me. And when I came back, I mentioned that to people around me. And they said, you too? I mean, that statement means it's not possible. It can't be you. You can't be such a person to preach the gospel. You don't have what it takes to preach the gospel. But my reply was, well, the Lord have already told me what I should do and that my sins and my iniquities have been purged. So it's left for you. I refuse to accept what they thought about me. I refuse to accept their estimation of my past life. Come on, is anybody following what I'm saying here? I refuse to agree with their estimation of who I am. After all, for the Lord saying that simply means you are a new creature, all things are passed away. I saw the glory God has in mind for me. I am not going to consider what my relations are saying, what my people are saying, what friends are going to say about me. No, my past is my past. My future is glorious. And yet I am today. One word from the Lord. Praise the living God. Are you following me? So many of you think about your stones. Instead of taking it away, you're considering the stone. You're thinking of the impossibilities in your life. But I'm saying the voice of the Lord transforms every situation, whether it decaying or not. Hallelujah. Now, when you read the story, you know. Look at verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou helped me. Verse 42. And I knew that he heard me always, not sometimes. But because of these people, who stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, comfort. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Now there is something here that you need to think about. Look at it this way. This man came with great clothes. You know what that means? They wrapped him with bandage all over. How did he walk? He was not assisted to come out. We are told he came out. That's all. We are not told people went to carry him. But remember, they wrapped him with grave clothes. That is why it's a miracle. So all your conditions that are wrapped up, they are going to walk out life. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying here? They wrapped this guy all over, wrapped him everywhere. I mean, it is impossible to walk. How did they come out? That is why it's a miracle. So don't think about your condition, for miracles are coming your way. Everything that is wrapped up is going to be loose. All you need to do, take away the sword and loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you don't keep on thinking, how is it going to happen? It's not about how it's going to happen. It's about the voice. Lazarus convert. The death situation had the voice. And what's the next thing? Naturally, he responded to the voice. So every death situation in your life, when the voice comes, see what happened, he's going to respond to the voice of the Lord. Every death situation will come alive again. Every death situation in you wrapped up is going to be loose right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can't afford to miss what I'm talking about. Understand, remove all the stones of doubt, of unbelief from your heart, and let the voice come through, and everything that is wrapped up in your life, everything that is bound up in your life, whether it is done by men, whether it's done by any power, I am saying, is going to walk out of that situation. All you need to do, loose and let the person go in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the word of God. The voice of life. Give back life to the death situation that Lazarus was. And when he came out, Jesus was not the one that wrapped him. It's people that wrapped it. So people may have wrapped your situation. People may have wrapped your finances. Hallelujah. Come on. Are you following what I'm talking about? But when you hear the voice, I'm saying your finances are going to come out and you lose the bandages that he put on him. Anyone Jesus is not using wrapping your properties, you have right to lose it. He said, lose him and let him go. Lose him, let him go. Give glory to God. You are going to see the glory of God if only you can take away the stones. The stone of unbelief, the stone of doubt. I don't know what your condition is. I don't know what situation you are facing. I don't know how many dead bones are around you. I don't know how disjointed you are right now, even as I speak. But I have one word for you this morning. All of those bones that are disjointed are coming together. All of those death situations, life is coming back to them. All of those that have no life, breath is coming back to them. Every aspect of you that is wrapped up by men, we are losing them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I need you to get this message. Because it's going to transform your life. It will bring you to the place of authority and power. Knowing that once God speaks a word, and that is the end of it for that situation. No matter how ugly it is, life comes back to it. No matter how dead situation it is, life is coming back to it. You only need to hear one word from the Lord, and that is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what he told him. Did I not say, lose him or take away the stones? And if only you can believe, you will see what? The glory of God. So what makes us not to believe? Not to see the glory of God is what? Unbelief. Without situations. Without what God says. But God is saying this morning to you, take away your unbelief. Take away your doubt. Take away those beliefs that you have ever had before. Take away those mindsets that you keep carrying every day. Nothing good can come out of this. I am a nobody. Take away all of those nonsense from your heart. Focus on Jesus. Understand that when he speaks, that situation comes alive. Understand that when he speaks, your words carry power. For Ezekiel could prophesy and life will come back to that situation. You can speak to your situation and dead life will come alive again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you please stand up? Let's talk to the Father in a moment.
Thank you for listening to Dr. David Ogaga. We know you have been blessed by this station. You can share this message with your friends and loved ones. For more information, inquiries, and free downloads, please visit www.davidogaga.org or you can send us an email admin@gkai.net. God bless you.